Joining me now live in studio, we have the Marshfield Veterans Agent, Karen Paulette. How are you today?
Christine.
Nice to see you. And Lisa Potts, who is the Assistant Marshfield Veterans Agent. Good to see you ladies
good
back here
morning.
Again.
Nice to see you.
Now, the last time we talked, you told me about some very exciting information with that beautiful rehab in lovely downtown Marshfield for the Veterans Home. I know it is the old Hancock Paint Building because I used to go in there all the time. And it's wonderful, beautiful units for veterans to live in. And there's been an update about some more availability. Can you tell me a little bit about that, Karen?
Absolutely. So Father Bill's in Mainspring does run the population that will go into the Veterans House. They vet them and just go through the process. So they notified us the other day that we do have some vacancies. The veterans, fell ill or took other opportunities just due to time, I think, with the fire and things like that. So we are up to trying to let all of our veterans in town know and the surrounding areas know of this fantastic opportunity to have their own apartment in this home. With some requirements, obviously, one being either homeless, on the verge of homelessness, but we really do ask that you take a minute and give us a call if you think you may be eligible. There's a lot of different versions of homelessness that people don't understand.
And, you know, we were talking a little bit about that off air, Lisa Potts. And, you know, it's not somebody who just is living on the street. If you make under a certain amount of money, you would be able to qualify for one of these apartments. I don't remember exact money. Was it about
$26,850?
Okay. So it's somebody, somebody
part-time.
Who's working and maybe can't afford a place or is, you know, living with a relative or on a person's sofa.
Right.
So there's
right.
opportunities for people to get in there.
Absolutely.
Yes. We know that there are veterans out there who are sleeping on sofas of friends and family. And we just, you know, we're here to reach out and help them. So that absolutely, they need to give us a call so we can talk them through it and walk them through the application.
What's your number?
781-834-5576.
And there is a 2-week application period and a deadline for the application to be postmarked is January 28th. Right. Now, Karen, where does somebody get one of those applications?
So we put the applications online, so you can reach them at the Town of Marshfield Veterans Services. It's on our banner. It's on our Facebook page. You can call us. We can scan it to you. We will get it to anyone who needs it. We just really want to get the word out that this beautiful home could be an opportunity for someone you love, someone you know, and someone in need.
And if people have not seen it, and I have seen, you know, we did have a reporter down there. Well, typically, what does one of these units look like? I mean, from the pictures I saw, they look pretty nice.
They are gorgeous. They are beautiful. So it's a one-bedroom studio apartment. It is fully stocked. Do the Elks, and we can go over that in a minute. But there's everything they need in there to have their own private space. There is some communal space, which is great for just sitting if they wanted to chit-chat with each other or watch a movie together or something like that. But for the most part, they can be in their own area. It's an actual apartment with its own bathroom, closets, bed, nightstand.
All freshened up, all
absolutely.
New.
Yes. And a big, brand new and beautiful.
And tell me about what the Marshfield Elks donated, because I think it's pretty nice.
A big shout-out to them. Dishes, crock pots, pans, silverware,
Keurigs.
Glassware, Keurigs. Unbelievable. They were tremendous in their offer to us.
That's awesome. Yeah. So they've outfitted all the kitchens.
Yes, they did.
And this is going to be a pretty quick turnaround, so people have to get those applications
Absolutely.
In. Karen, give me your contact information one more time where people can find information and put in an application to be in one of these units.
Sure. Go on our website for the Town of Marshfield under Veterans Services. You could give us a call, 781-834-5576. You can shoot us an email. All our information is on the town website and Facebook. We can be reached in any way.
So if you let me know in the next couple of days, if you get enough applications, if you don't, come back on and remind people. Can you do that?
Sure. I would
Absolutely.
Love to come back because it's never enough because you don't know when someone's going to fall off. So we would say apply even if you don't get in. You'll be on the list. If someone else should fall out, they will be next in line, which is super important.
That's terrific. And these are really, really nice units. They did a beautiful rehab on
they
it.
Are.
Again, that's Karen Paulette, Veterans Services Director here in Marshfield, and the Assistant Veterans Services Director, Lisa Potts. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you, Christine.
Thank you.
Have a wonderful day.
You too.